Hello, this is Wendy Powell, K-State Research and Extension Wildcat Extension District Livestock Production Agent. We're finally getting a break to get into the hayfield, but what's coming out of the hayfield? How should it be priced? Defining a price for corn and other grains is slightly easier when compared to forage in a bale. There are futures markets to gauge from, but we all know that forage is in a class of its own, where the state and national supply isn't as easily reported, and therefore pricing is more subjective. There isn't just one class of hay. You've got natives, alfalfa, and other introduced forage types. And then those categories are further broken down by quality. Of course, here in Kansas, nearly all hay supplies for the 2018 season were used up, and we all know that we've had an abundance of moisture this season. The issues are finding high-quality hay for a reasonable price and deciding on when to spend dollars on winter feeding programs. The USDA Ag Market Service puts out a weekly Kansas hay market report. We can see that hay is going for nearly twice what is typical in our area. This includes wheat straw that's normally $30 to $40 a ton, is now $75 to $100 a ton in southeast Kansas. So what's a producer to do? Options include purchasing the current relatively high-priced hay that might be low quality because it's been rained on so many times, or really looking hard for the high-quality hay only right now and being willing to spend a few more dollars for weaning calves or other high nutritional needs situations, followed by later buying hay later this year, when prices will hopefully be considerably lower. Another option is to look at some alternatives, increase winter grazing, and reduce hay feeding. If native grass stands have fencing and water, it may pay to stockpile that and graze it after frost. Perhaps wheat straw can be ammoniated to add nutrients, and you can even add dried distiller's grain to add quality. Or maybe feeding more silage or haylage this next feeding season would work for your operation. The bottom line is a good supply of less than optimum quality hay. Forage tests are an inexpensive tool that will affect your profit margin. When calculating prices, compare the energy and the crude protein values to alfalfa and corn. These two commodities have the most information available to be comparable. Look at the cost of the diet for your herd, including the price per pound of protein and price per pound of energy. When in doubt, do the math. For more information on doing the math, forage testing, ammoniating wheat, or price comparisons, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.